Supervisor Shirley Zane is going to be so upset she's not in the studio talking to us because she just missed Timber. And Supervisor Zane is a dog person. And what a cutie you just missed from Canine Companions for Independence.
Well, really? What kind of dog was it?
Oh, well, it's a golden retriever, of course.
Oh,
6 months old.
Oh,
cute as a bug's ear.
I am sad. I'm going to go get my puppy later on. I need some puppy love. I've got a Shetland sheepdog that I've brought in before.
It's a little Lassie that Supervisor Zane has.
Exactly like Lassie, but she shrunk a little.
She shrunk a little, that's for sure. All right, yeah. Supervisor Zane, thanks for coming on with us today. Wanted to talk about a different kind of therapy and this, a new psychiatric facility. Let's talk about how this came about, who's paying for it, and what it's going to provide.
Well, who's paying for it? The county is paying for it, but we also have funding through Marin County as well. And that funding's actually coming down through the state primarily. But the day-to-day operations, we were able to get some agreements with our three major healthcare partners, so St. Joseph's and Sutter and Kaiser, to pay for the first year's operating costs, which would be about $700,000. And there is that's operating costs. I might add that when somebody is hospitalized and they have Medi-Cal or Medicare, that covers the cost of the treatment. So the $700,000 is above and beyond that treatment rate. It's also covers the admin. Why is this so important? It's so important because I just came from talking to a group of realtors that are asking me about homelessness, is that we have a crisis in our community, in our state, and that is that far too many mentally ill people are out on the street.
Yeah.
This country lost 95,000 psych beds in the last 30-some years.
Wow.
95,000. Meanwhile, the crisis of mental illness and substance abuse continues to grow at an alarming rate. And so many of the folks that we see out on the trail, they also go through our county jail, where they get actually good mental health treatment. But then when we discharge them, there isn't sufficient resources for them to continue to stay stabilized. In other words, some transitional housing with supportive services. You can't just house somebody. You've got to provide the treatment too. So this is so important because every single psych bed matters. And right now we have a crisis stabilization unit, and people love that. But honestly, it only 24 hours. That's it. And that's not enough time. So what the county does is we kind of eat it in terms of the costs. And this is one of the reasons why we're struggling with having enough mental health dollars. And we keep people there until we have a proper placement for them, because they're often not ready. They're not safe in terms of them, in terms of harming themselves when to release them after 24 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I always talk about mental health parity, Pat, mental health equality, meaning treating mental health as you would any other disease.
Yes.
If you go into the ER and you've got heart palpitations and pain in your chest, they're not going to give you some aspirin and tell you to go home, and they'll get you a cardiologist appointment maybe in a week or two.
Yeah, some days from now, right.
Yeah, but psych emergencies are often treated. You know, they give you the meds, you know, they discharge you. There's no psych beds. I mean, you know, we have Aurora, but that's not sufficient. That's about it.
How many beds in this new facility?
I think it's going to be around 20.
Okay.
Not very many. It might be under 20. But we will have some support from Marin as well, from their Department of Health Services.
And
I believe it will grow, too.
And, you know, one of the great examples of housing and continuing services is the Tiny Village for veterans. And that's something that the county set up, and it's a great place for them to be. But there are those continuing services available, and this is the same kind of thing, isn't it? The same kind of notion.
Yeah, it's supportive services, and we actually have supportive services also at the Palms End.
Yes.
Both of those projects that house have now housed over 100 homeless veterans were both projects that I led on. They were hard projects to get launched. Actually, the Palms only took 5 months. The Tiny Homes Vets Village took almost 5 years.
Wow.
For a lot of different reasons. But it was it's an innovative approach because the nonprofit developer who entered into the contract with us and the city, we put them on county-owned land. So that Vets Village is on county-owned land. It has two caseworkers who are also veterans who previously had issues with substance abuse and PTSD.
Yeah.
And they actually live there at the Vets Village and provide support to the people who live there. It's a true, it's a true model of a community. What you want to,
yeah,
what you really want to do in terms of housing people. Each one of those little homes has a full ADA for people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
They were built so that if you're in a wheelchair or you're in a walker, you can live there comfortably, get in and out of the bathroom. They have little kitchens. They have a little office space, beds, televisions, desks. They're really self-contained.
Yeah.
They're remarkable. They even have little porches, too.
Yeah, they're
now
beautiful.
They got a flag.
They're beautiful. And the flag, of course.
And a flag. Yay!
And talk about, okay, so let's say we get 20 new beds out of this new psychiatric facility. How many do we need, Supervisor Zane?
Well, I'll tell you that we're treating about 90 people today as we speak who have severe mental illness. In our jail. In the jail. And there's another probably 400, around 400, with diagnosable mental illness. They've been diagnosed with some form of mental illness. And then a much even higher number with substance abuse.
Yeah, and those so, and a lot of those folks on the streets.
Right. So if you did, let's say if you took those 90 people, it would be roughly two psych hospitals. So we have two psych hospitals at any given time in our county jail. And the behavioral health services in the county jail is good, too. It's a $6 million contract.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of people are getting finally a sufficient level of treatment. But again, they go out, they're discharged, there's not housing, there's not enough treatment, there's not enough dollars. We're being starved by the state. We need a lot more money from the state. Most of that funding for health services comes through the state and federal government, about 95% of it. So we need the state to infuse the local governments, the counties, with mental health dollars so we can actually meet the needs that are in the community. A psych hospital is on one end of the continuum of treatment. Outpatient or early intervention for youth who are having symptoms of serious psychosis, such as schizophrenia or bipolar, that's on the other extreme where you're having early interventions and upstream investments. We need all of those, Pat. We need all of those. But
yeah.
I am most concerned that the crisis of under-treating mental illness, of stigmatizing mental illness, of simply not treating mental illness has basically spilled out into our streets
yep.
in terms of homelessness and into our jails.
Yep, no
That's
question about that. So
yeah.
this is not the catch-all answer, but it is a step in the right direction, yes?
Yeah, it's an absolute step in the right direction. We're still building. We're waiting for the state again. They're holding us up. But, you know, it's all ready to go. We're still building a mental health jail, too, or detention center. We call it the Behavioral Health Detention Center. Doesn't
mm-hmm.
that sound great?
Yes, it does sound good.
You know what
yes.
it is?
Huh.
It's basically a jail that's designed like a psych hospital to treat those 90 people that are in our jail right now being
yeah.
treated.
And treat
but
them.
But in a much more conducive setting. It'll have 74 beds. We will fill them up immediately.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
So,
Supervisor
yeah.
Zane, thank you for jumping on with us today. It's an important subject, an important step in the right direction. And thank you for sharing the backstory behind it. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Pat.
All right,
have
that
a great day.
Supervisor Shirley Zane talking about the new psychiatric facility that will be part of Sonoma County's efforts to treat mental illness and to be able to do it on a 24-hour basis in a non-hospital setting. So that is going on, and that is very good news indeed. It's a start. It's a start. And when Supervisor Zane talks about the stigma that still sort of partners up with mental illness, that's, we've got a long way to go to get there.